What up, world? It's Clean Ears. What's going on?
That's not what we sound like.
You know what?
I can't. I'm not doing it.
Man can't live by bread alone. But every word that comes from the home of the heavenly. Not about the food when you fast, and he telling me. Not about the journal, it's about delivery. Revelation filling me. Message like mailman, precious like Monique. No doubt, like don't speak. Finish it, say you will. Start the race, chase the hills. Hit the valley of the shadow with death and cure the ills. That's the 23rd Jordan. Song like recording. Here's the 3-point of the Lord scoring. First point, Jesus came. Mary was his mother's name. Second point, bled all over Golgotha just for your sins. Third point, Savior rose again. Appeared to Mary M. She ran to
tell her. Hi. What up, y'all? It's Clean Ears. This is Simone.
And this is Sarita.
I am very stressed out today, y'all.
I've just been told about all of my vices and I can't say anything.
You know what? I don't appreciate... I think it's amazing that y'all be listening to the podcast and stuff. But you know what? Courtney just tried us both because she legit did full-on impressions, imitations, whatever, of all of us and all the stuff that we be saying on the podcast. And now we feeling all self-conscious and we can't say the stuff that we normally say because I don't want it to come back to me in a meme, Courtney.
Right, a verbal meme.
So you know what? If we sound a little turned down today or maybe a little proper or, you know, something like that, I don't know. If you hear some things you've never heard before and it's super weak, it is Courtney's fault.
Right, I had to use the rest of my vocabulary today.
I know, I'm over here trying to think of 3-syllable words. But I just ate Taco Bell, and so I'm not feeling that sophisticated.
Right.
I just feel like being real just reckless.
Oh, well. There's only so much we can do.
With my vocab.
Mm-mm. But we got some good stuff going on.
Yes. One of us may or may not have recently celebrated a birthday in this thing. Hey. So yes, that would be me, Simone. As you heard from the last podcast, I had a birthday coming up, and now this birthday has taken place. And I know I'm old because there was a legit long list of things named to do all weekend, and by Sunday, I was freaking exhausted. So yeah, it was great. Being older is dope because, I mean, life, I'm alive. So that's awesome. And I get to call my siblings and my mom to remind them that they are still older than me.
Bam.
How you doing, Sarita?
I'm all right. I'm very good. Life has been pretty awesome these last couple of weeks. So I'm happy.
Yes, you've been having travels. You've been having hairstyles.
All the adventures.
Everything. So we got some exciting things going on in our Clean Ears world.
Yes, big announcements. Number one being, you may have seen this already on our social medias, but we're so excited because we are now on Google Play.
Woo!
For all of those in the Android nation, you have to realize this is amazing because you don't have to get another app. You don't have to try to find anything. It's the same place you would find your music. You just... down 2 sections and we are in the podcast session. You just have to search Clean Ears and we will come right up.
And what is really dope about that is that the subscribe button is boop, right there. So not only can you listen easier, but you can subscribe easier so that you can have access to new episodes as soon as they drop. What's better than that?
Exactly.
I'll tell you what's better than that. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Being able to donate to Clean Ears through Patreon. If you do not know how to spell Patreon, not to worry. You know it's going to be on the gram, so watch the gram. But what Patreon is it's a site where you can donate to our cause. And just so you know, you are not lining our pockets and paying for Starbucks, even though it helps us work. But this money goes towards equipment. It goes towards paying for marketing. Y'all, the costs are high. Mm-hmm. And God has been amazing and faithful. And we've been able to make a lot happen with the budgets that we have. But we really need your help so that we can keep it going. So especially considering that my birthday just passed, I know a couple of you have asked about how to... get a gift for me or what I would like. I personally would love for you to donate to the podcast by visiting our Patreon page. And that information is going to be on social media, and there'll be a link to it from our website as well.
Yes, a very big, obvious link on the website that you can donate to us. Like she said, it's going to our equipment. We'd love to be able to get the equipment so that we're able to make videos quicker, make sure YouTube is lit for you guys. We'd love to do merch. You guys have been asking about that, but there's a lot of upfront cost, and we would love to be able to do so much more, but a lot of that does cost money. And we are only three when you are many. So we appreciate all of you who would want to donate. And once we launch that, I'm sure we're going to say it again. And again. We cannot wait for you guys to help us make this vision a reality.
Yes. And thank you in advance for your consideration about donating and for, donating. I just want to put a thank you out there in advance because I think it's important to put money behind the things that you are passionate about, that you care about, that you love. I think a lot of times it's when we have a Groupon culture, a Scout Mob culture and all of that stuff, it's really easy to feel like things should be cheap and or free. And so it means a lot for you to come out your pockets and throw us some bucks so we can keep this thing coming.
Yes. So excited for that. And we can't wait because on the Patreon page, there will be exclusive content just for you guys. We have already made plans for some great stuff we'd like to offer you, exclusive information and maybe even some giveaways. Who knows?
You just gotta be there.
Yes. So, watch the gram and watch the site. Body bag, hockey mask, watch your back, quoting raps from they tracks, got your tongue, copycat, chase the wind, that's a breeze, life is short, that's caprice, and the clock hands got a finger on the trigger and it's about to pull back, better hope it don't hit you something like bang, bang, tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tick, bang, tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tick, bang.
Another awesome opportunity that we have available is for you to join the collective. Clean Ears is looking for bloggers. We have been blessed to have some amazingly talented people lend their gifts to our site and to you guys so that you can enjoy some really entertaining pieces about different facets of the faith. And we would love to keep that going because we've gotten some amazing feedback on it. And if you would like to join the collective, you should
send an email to wiyh@cleanearshow.com with the subject line, join the collective. I have already gotten submissions and questions about it, so really appreciate everyone who is listening to the podcast and interested in blogging. We really appreciate you. We'd love to have a really large group of bloggers so that we can have this going continually. Excited to hear from everyone because your gifts and talents are appreciated. And if you write, you have something to say. We'd love to hear it.
Yes. And another thing, gifts. This is birthday season. So another show thing is
mine's coming up.
Y'all ain't ready. We've also gotten a lot of inquiries about how we do what we do. And so we just want to encourage you to keep those questions coming. We'll be doing a Q&A episode really soon. It's going to be coming up within the next few episodes and might be called This Is How We Do It.
Hey!
So if you could email any questions to us to the same email address, wiyh@cleanearshow.com. That's wiyh as in what's in your headphones at cleanearshow.com.
Or you can hit us in the DMs, guys. Twitter.
Slide up in the DMs.
Instagram. You could put a comment on Facebook and just say, this is a question for the Q&A. And we will do our best to answer all the questions in that Q&A episode. We cannot wait. It's going to be so much fun.
Yes. Because we believe in sharing knowledge and we have learned so much in the short time that we've been doing this. And I love that we have inspired people who want to podcast to explore it and feel like they can do it. And we just want to help you out and share what we know. So send your questions. We shall answer them. Clean questions only. We
say. Sure. This episode of Clean Ears features music by We Live As Kings, Mouthpiece, Mike Sarge, Ron Riley featuring Jay Flu, Dylan Chase featuring Thaddeus, D Will featuring John Gibbs, Boyz II Men, Street Hymns featuring Keyshawn Furlow, Jay Gibbons, Ruslan, and Derek Minor featuring Dee Rose. Please visit www.cleanyourshow.com for the full versions of these songs and a few more that we're listening to. We hope that you enjoy what's in our
guys!
I just want to let that hang for a second because that was a beautiful note.
I know y'all loved it.
Yes.
So we are bringing back, by popular demand,
mostly our demand.
Hey, my demands are important,
right,
to this enterprise.
Show.
So we're bringing back the segment called Ask Abiding. We know it's been a while, but you know, life. But we're super excited to bring this back. Let me just jog your memory a bit so that you can get just as excited about this as we are. We had the privilege a few months of sitting down with our friend whose name is
Daryl,
aka Abiding in the Vine. Short version, Abiding, hence the name Ask Abiding. So we sat down, asked him all of our burning single Christian woman questions, and he gave some really good, insightful answers. So check it out. Based on what you were saying about your friends, especially struggling in their singleness with being patient and practicing self-control, what exactly does that struggle with patience look like, and how do you work through it when you are trying to pursue someone?
Yeah, I think the first thing really, it's funny, I'm afraid to use the word abiding now. I don't know if there's a step-by-step formula for how a man would work through that, but I think abiding in the vine and allowing God to kind of, as the word puts it, as his divine dresser, to shave off things on you that don't look like his son. I think if a man is doing that, then the Holy Spirit is there to give him wisdom and insight on how to do that. You know, Proverbs and multiple other places in the Bible are going to talk about the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge and insight and all of those things. I think that's really good because wisdom is going to give you ways to walk when there's not a step-by-step formula. So I think the Bible definitely is going to give you things to look for and how a man should treat a woman and how a man should approach a woman that he is interested in, but how that would play out in every scenario, I think it's more of walking in the Spirit and allowing the Spirit to give wisdom and insight on how to pursue said woman.
Shaka with shallowness, now I just wanna dig deep. Buried by unbelief, broken feet, I'm a sick sheep. From my shepherd, I am severed, treacherous instinct. Clouded with doubt, down and out, I am 6 feet. Into the darkness, heart is hard, I need to be led. You brought me to this place, put my feet on the edge. A faith or fear, I need to step, but I can't see the ground. You lead me now with a regal crown, completely found.
Lord, thank you so much for allowing us another day where we can just talk about you, because you are the best topic in the world. And I ask that you just allow us to be able to express ourselves, express the joy that can come from denying ourselves of things that we may want so that we can learn more about you and to really give good information about fasting. We pray this in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So yes, we are talking about fasting today.
Hey, I didn't mean to sound so turnt about fasting, but it's exciting stuff. So in our usual fashion, we want to make sure that we are all clear on what fasting actually is.
Mm-hmm.
According to allaboutgod.com, fasting is abstaining from food, drink, sleep, or sex to focus on a period of spiritual growth. Specifically, we humbly deny something of the flesh to glorify God, enhance our spirit, and go deeper in our prayer life. That was thorough.
It is very thorough. Just want to throw it out there. If we're already not having sex, you cannot fast from sex.
Doesn't count.
You have to be doing something and then not doing something. That is fasting.
Yes, and we actually take it a step further where sometimes we'll do social media, we'll do TV. So, yeah, if you don't eat food, if you don't drink, if you don't sleep, or if you don't have sex, then you can just get off Twitter. Boom.
There is a place for you.
So one thing I've noticed lately is that the world has been using the word fast. And a lot of times it's used in like a dietary context where you can do intermittent fasting or things like that as a way of like losing weight. And we just want to clear it up. Right. That's not what we're talking about. Mm-mm. It sounds cool when they use it in that context, I'll admit. However, we're talking about specifically denying your flesh for spiritual purposes.
Exactly. The weight loss is not the goal.
It's dope.
I mean, it happens, but you're going to gain it right back because not exactly healthy. So,
right.
Know that.
Yes.
Little health tip.
So we are both huge proponents of fasting over here. And Clean Ears actually came from a lot of fasting. And so we just put together a couple of points that speak to why we fast mm-hmm. and how we fast. So let's get into it.
Number one. Fasting is personal. It is an expression of your own faith in God and a representation of the condition of your heart towards God. People can fast with you, but no one can fast for you.
Yes. If you are looking to get closer to God or hear from God about something, you can definitely have people fast with you, but it's something that you have to get involved with because it is personal to you and what you need. The scripture that we have for that is in Joel. It's Joel 2:12-13. That is why the Lord says, "Turn to me now while there is still time. Give me your hearts. Come with fasting, weeping, and mourning. Don't tear your clothing in grief, but tear your hearts instead. Return to the Lord your God, for he is merciful and compassionate, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love. He is eager to relent and not punish." What I love about that is where it says, don't tear your clothing in your grief, but tear your hearts instead.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
Ooh.
That we're becoming through. Yes.
Yes. And I love that because fasting really is where you are grieving mm-hmm. or mourning because you are dying to your flesh. It really is a very solemn and somber time.
And another thing that they say in there that we're actually going to talk about is that fasting is private. It yes. is private. It says, do not tear your clothes in grief in that it's not an outward expression. It's very much an inward thing. It says in the word that no one is supposed to know that you're fasting. You cannot carry on like you are suffering.
Right.
It says it in Matthew 6:16-18. And when you fast, don't make it obvious as the hypocrites do, for they try to look miserable and disheveled so people will admire them for their fasting. I tell you the truth, that is the only reward they will ever get. Mm. But when you fast, comb your hair and wash your face. Then no one will notice that you are fasting except your Father who knows what you do in private. And your Father who sees everything will reward you.
Yes. Keep it to yourself. It really is a private moment between you and God, and it's not something that should be publicized because when you publicize it, what you're doing is taking the focus off of God and you're putting it on yourself to say, look at me, look mm-hmm. at this thing that I'm doing. Look how close I am to God that I'm doing this.
Uh-huh.
And so it's a great pride checker. Go ahead.
And it says in there that you won't get the reward that you're asking for. A lot of times when we fast, we have something that we're bringing before God that we need an answer to or we need guidance in. And if you're doing it for other people and you're getting these accolades from other people, you won't get the answer that you're looking for. And so it prolongs where in actuality, a lot of times when I'm fasting, it'll be on day one or two that I get my answer. I'm in the gate like, oh, I still have 20 more days of fasting planned. And all he asked for was just you to really make it like a serious moment with Christ and be private. And he'll meet you right there and will give you the answers that you're looking for.
That takes us to our next point, which is that fasting is purposeful. There is a reason why we fast. We are waiting for God, waiting expectantly for God to deliver on his promises.
Alrighty, so you know how we like that good word. We got you a nice little chunk here. So you're going to hear both of our voices in this.
We're going to tag team it.
We're going to tag team this scripture. It's found in Isaiah 58, verses 2 through 9. It says, "They asked me to take action on their behalf, pretending they want to be near me. We have fasted before you, they say. Why aren't you impressed? We have been very hard on ourselves, and you don't even notice it. I tell you why, I respond. It's because you are fasting to please yourselves. Even while you fast, you keep oppressing your workers. What good is fasting when you keep on fighting and quarreling? This kind of fasting will never get you anywhere with me. You humble yourselves by going through the motions of penance, bowing your heads like reeds bending in the wind. You dress in burlap and cover yourselves with ashes. Is this what you call fasting? Do you really think that this will please the Lord?
No. This is the kind of fasting I want. Free those who are wrongly imprisoned. Lighten the burden of those who work for you. Let the oppressed go free and remove the chains that bind people. Share your food with the hungry and give shelter to the homeless. Give clothes to those who need them. And do not hide from relatives who need your help. Then your salvation will come like the dawn and your wounds will quickly heal. Your godliness will lead you forward and the glory of the Lord will protect you from behind. Then when you call, the Lord will answer, 'Yes, I am here.' He will quickly reply."
Drop the whole mic.
Man, drop the whole Bible.
Okay.
But you got to pick it up.
Podcast done. Bye. Bars. I love the Bible. The word, man. The reality is that when we fast for a reason, when we're asking God those private things, he is going to ask us for something as well. And in this scripture, he asked that we act like Christians, that we free the oppressed, that we feed the hungry, that we share what we have, that we don't hide from our obligations, but that we stand forthright in front of people and give of ourselves. And then when we ask of God, he says, "I will be there. I will answer. I will have it for you."
This makes me think so much of what life was like for Jesus on the earth. Because when I was reading the scripture, it's like all of these things Jesus did while he was on the earth. And sure enough, when he called on God for anything, "Yes, I am here," was the response that he got through the things that he was able to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminds me that we are to be like Jesus in what we're doing. And fasting is a way that we can be like Jesus. And that's always the goal.
I mean, if you read the New Testament, Jesus stayed fasting.
Bruh.
Jesus killed fast.
He was always fast.
Fasting and praying. Praying and fasting. Jesus, you hungry? Nah, I'm fasting.
There's a beauty in that meekness, so don't view it as a weakness. Many lambs get led to slaughter, but long as that shepherd's Jesus. Lambs turn lion, those jungles turn Zion. There's a kingdom that's awaiting. I'm not lying, but that lion on the prowl. Simple working on my crown. I am heir to the throne, trying to stand out from the crowd. Like, where's my crown? Breaking chains from where they found. Yellow flags, they hold me down, but I'ma rise and rise again until hearing those trumpets sound.
Which brings us to our final point. Fasting is practical. I know we've read some lengthy scriptures and it's really easy to feel like, oh my goodness, I don't necessarily be thinking about the oppressed. And I mean, I got some relatives that legit need dodging. But don't overcomplicate it. Don't over-spiritualize it. Just do it. Nike swoosh.
Nike swoosh. Mm. There are some quick things that we can help you with. Just give you a couple tips and strategies for how to fast.
Yes.
One thing is you want to have a fasting strategy. You want to pick something that you feel has your focus and then take a break from that. It's pretty easy. If you just figure out what you're doing throughout the day, that's a lot of it. For me, sometimes, a lot of times, it's social media. I'll be on my phone multiple times. I will close my phone and open it in 10 seconds.
Yes.
Just to get back on Instagram. I just saw it. No one's posting anything.
Nothing has refreshed.
Still
no new posts.
Looking. Facebook in the middle of the night, mm-hmm. Twitter, because it's always lit. I feel like you're about to miss something. Social media is so easy to get attached to.
It's happening in my sleep.
So you know that you need to take a fast from it, because so obviously you can become obsessed with it. When it comes to food, there's so many types of fasts you can do. You can look up a Daniel fast. You can do a water fast. You can just pick one thing. You can pick multiple things. I don't know your life. You can do that.
Exactly. But as Sarita said, do a self-assessment. Be honest. And whatever you feel is taking up mad time, then just say, you know what? I'm going to just put that on ice for a week.
What you cannot do is fast from work or school.
You cannot fast from bills. You cannot fast from taking care of your children.
No.
And you cannot fast from baths.
Ooh, ooh. Just for the world. Just for...
Now, you know good and well the shower ain't got no stronghold on them, y'all. Don't do it.
We ask not for ourselves, but for those who love you.
We're going to bring it back to where you got to comb your hair and wash your face.
Yes.
That's why the Bible said that, because you cannot fast from that.
No, no, you must be clean.
You're showing up to me with no face. You ain't washed in 6 days. We not speaking. I'm just saying.
Got those pig pen flies around you. I can't. No.
You got to text me.
Fast from brushing your teeth. Oh, halitosis. No.
And see, we got to get technical with y'all, because these our generation be real, like, read between the lines, trying to outsmart stuff. So sadly, you legit got to just, like, spell it out. Don't make me post a list of things not to fast from on the gram. Say I won't.
Ooh, another tip. Wow.
Do not turn a failure into a forfeit. If you mess up on your fast, keep going. If you're doing a 21-day fast, and then maybe on like hour five, you mess around and have a cookie or something, do not be like, ah, oh, there goes the whole 21. Just keep it going. You know, we serve a forgiving God. It's okay. Don't be so hard on yourself, and understand that you'll get to a point where you can make it through. But if you slip and fall, it's okay. Just get back up. The word says that the righteous will fall 7 times and get back up. So you know what? Don't stay down. Get on up.
All right, James Brown. Another tip is to give your struggle to God. If you want some cake during a Daniel fast, if your hand starts twitching from not having your phone in it because you want to do social media, he's not going to punish you because of a desire to take a break. We're not saying to do it. We're saying he's not punishing you for your desires. He knows that you're human. He knows that this is hard for you. That's kind of why he called you to it. The whole point is to lean on him the entire time.
Yes.
When you start having those cravings and struggles, that's when you get before God and go, oh, this is getting difficult, Lord. Please help me. You know, you know why I'm doing this. It can help you remind yourself of why you're doing this. And you can get through that temptation.
Yes, absolutely. Another tip that we have for you is... it's a simple one. Be nice. Some people in the world legit don't know what to say when you tell them that you're fasting. They offer you a donut. They're like, why aren't you eating these Krispy Kremes? You were smashing them last week. And you can politely say, you know, I can't right now, or no, thank you. But don't be like, you know, I'm doing a fast with my church. Like, don't do that. Like, this is still a part of your ministry, and it's a reflection of our God. When you're snapping at people for obeying him, then people are like, well, why do I want to obey God if you out here snapping on me at 9 a.m. on a Tuesday about some donuts? So just be nice. People in the world don't know a lot about fasting. It's not something that's just in pop culture when they see shows that have church. So just bear with them. Be friendly.
And our last tip, which we said before, but we just want to say explicitly, don't expect it to be easy.
It's hard.
Fasting is tough. It very much is. But you need to focus on why you're doing it, your motivation for this. Even if he does give you an answer on day 2, he has a reason for you to be in this fast. He has brought this up to you in your mind and heart and spirit for a reason. So you want to push through, because there's so much closeness to God that can be reached during the fast. And you do not want to be in a place of where you give up, or you let yourself down because of your expectations or anything like that. Try a fast. Try a short fast at first, even. You know, 3 days, 4 days, 1 day, a meal, whatever it takes.
Girl, 6 minutes, whatever.
However, whatever can help you, because the fasting should be something that's part of your life as a Christian. And so if you need to start with 1 day, then start with 1 day.
I hope that you guys got a lot out of it. I know we threw a lot at you really fast, but that's because we are so big on fasting, and it's just mad beneficial, and we just wanted to hit you with all of that information so that you can get started in your fasting life. Mm-hmm. So just remember, fasting is personal, it's private, it's purposeful, and it is practical. It's our way of showing that we want less of what the world has to offer and more of Jesus. And I hope this encourages you guys to start fasting or step your fasting game up or just
get excited about fasting. Yeah. Learn something about fasting.
And understand that, man, there is nothing like it. Prayer is powerful. Community is powerful. But fasting is a whole different set of just, it's a whole new level of connecting with God and hearing from God. And it has personally been life-changing for me. And I hope this motivates you guys to start.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And on that note, I definitely want to pray us out. If you have any questions about fasting, you can definitely hit us up. You can email us, find us on our website, hit us in the DMs, write a comment, anything. We are very much present in all of our medias, and we'd love to just give you some tips, hints, encouragement, whatever it may be, so that you can, you know, tackle your next fast or even your first fast.
Hey.
Gasp. And make sure it is successful. All right. Lord, thank you so much for giving us the ability and the knowledge of fasting, because so many of the people that you called in the Bible fasted and just found a closer relationship with you, and we want the same thing for ourselves. Please give us the encouragement and the courage to be able to do it for ourselves and realize that even though we may be giving something up and it may be hard, that the goal at the end is very much worth it. We pray in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I know you are. Skip the introduction. Yeah, yeah. Tell me what you're doing here. Did you come just to put me in the dungeon? No, no. Do you know who I am? Look at me. Do you know who I belong to? No, no. You think it's such a nightmare? Whatever. Take me in and haunt you forever. You think you're already miserable. All right, now we're about to play a game.
But I'm going to lose that. It's fine.
Listen, I don't even know what's about to happen. Just know that we're here. And I mean, if it goes left, we might leave. So
it's fine. It is what it is. So we're going to play church clapback.
Yes. So we will be going over biblical clapbacks and trying to identify the clapper. Let's get it. Courtney. No shenanigans.
No shenanigans.
Not in a mood for the shenanigans.
We've already established that you know Jesus better than we do.
Girl, I'm still on Priscilla and Aquila from like episode 2, guys.
We're not going to let it go. We're going to be in episode 500 and be talking about Priscilla and Aquila.
I legit did not know who they were until we played that game.
Guys, I promise I'm a good person. I really feel like they just paint me out to be, other than my curls, to just be this person that I'm not. And I really do.
You be out here lying about cookies.
I was just about to say, she didn't even bring no cookies, guys.
You got something? Okay.
You don't know what I have.
We're going to stay focused. So I have the first scenario.
Okay.
I'm ready.
It says, he raised another objection to God. Master, please, I don't talk well. I've never been good with words, neither before nor after you spoke to me. I stutter and stammer. God said, and who do you think made the human mouth? And ooh, who makes some mute, some deaf, some sighted, some blind? Isn't it I, God? So get going. I'll be right there with you, with your mouth. I'll be right there to teach you what to say.
God sound like the black mama talking to Moses. Go on out there. I will be with you now.
I love it. It's the Prince of Egypt, Moses.
Yes.
That is correct. That was in Exodus chapter 4, verses 10 through 12, when God was trying to tell Moses what to say and to go back and deliver his people.
I dare you to try to tell God that you can't do something after hearing that scripture. God, I'm
like,
okay.
But who made the mouth, though? All right, that's fine.
God be like, do that brain surgery. I'll be like, I don't know. He'd be like, yes, you do. It just makes me think of the Batman slap me. That's all I'm saying. I created those gifted hands. I'm sorry. Okay.
All right, y'all. Okay, focus.
We can't get done.
I have two more. The next one is, by noon, he has started making fun of them.
Taunting. Oh, I know this one.
call a little louder. He is a god after all.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe he's off meditating somewhere or other. Or maybe he's getting involved in a project. Or maybe he's on vacation. You don't suppose he's overslept, do you? It needs to be waked up. They pray louder and louder, cutting themselves with swords and knives, a ritual common to them, until they were covered with blood. They went on until past noon. They used every religious trick and strategy they knew to make something happen on the altar, but nothing happened. Not so much as a whisper, not a flicker or response. Then he told the people, enough of that, it's my turn.
Ooh! Elijah, you better.
Elijah was that G.
He said, maybe your guy is on vacation.
I love it. He was like, your guy used his PTO. You got a backup guy? You got somebody else you could talk to?
He's like, no miracles for the next 4 hours.
Did you call
his
middle name? I don't know. I don't know how you do it.
First of all, if you got to try tricks to get your guy to show up, I'm just saying it's not legit.
No, I love that old King James version. He's like, maybe he's in the bathroom, bruh.
He's doing a DIY project, maybe?
Where he at?
That is cold.
But yeah, that was in First Kings. That entire story, it was really hard to choose from because I really wanted to choose the part where he just brought down fire.
Elijah G'd up to the ultimate of Gene in that section. He was like, he came through when he knew he was going to get hunted down and was like, no. Let's do a God off.
Right. Forget your cipher.
Forget your cipher. We're doing a God off. We're your God versus my God. What you going to do?
Guys, please read this story. It is in 1 Kings chapter 27. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. This is the very last one. They set out from Mount Hor along the Red Sea Road, a detour along the land of Edom.
You call her out her name.
They became... It's like the horror.
She was reading the Bible. I'm talking about whores.
He said Mount Hor. I was like, dang. She ain't got no name.
And we're back in the word. Oh my gosh.
Okay. They set out from Mount Hor along the Red Road Sea, a detour around the land of Edom. They became irritable and cross as they traveled. They spoke out against God. Why did you drag us out of Egypt to die in this God-forsaken country?
I'm mad.
No decent food, no water. We can't stomach this stuff any longer. So God sent poisonous snakes from all the people. Mm-hmm. They bit them and many of them died.
First of all, you know what? I can't even listen to that without getting mad. Because you know what? The Israelites just be making me want to flip a whole table.
But the fact that the clapback wasn't even in words, it was just an action.
Right. God was like, well, I ain't going worse. I'm not going to waste any time. You done already got this fire at night and a pillar of wind. No, you don't want to see that? Fine. Snakes.
How you crying about free food? Do you know how much that stuff costs? Do you know that there's a whole line item in my budget for groceries? So if God were to decide to just rain down some groceries, I'd be like, I will eat this what it is. That's what it's called. I will eat this manna every day and I will learn to. I will scramble it. I will bake it. I will fry it. I will fricassee it. Because you know what? It is free 99. Ooh, they ungrateful.
You know, it's a lot of clapback. This isn't in book numbers, but there's a lot of clapback in this book because I think God just got fed up with them all together. No. So,
my favorite when God was like, I'm leaving.
I'm so going to choose.
And Moses was like, no, but wait. You promised it's going to make you look bad. And God was like, nah, bro, I got to go.
I was so going to choose. I'm going to
pick
a
new people.
So this one's in Numbers 21:4-7.
It's in there. He's like, nah, I'm picking new people.
I know. That was a real close one. I was going to choose it. But I was like, they know this one. So I feel like y'all, it's kind of a tie. Y'all both knew the answers to each. I do have a tie breaker, but whoa, that's up to y'all. This is like a bonus.
This is when Priscilla and Pula come through.
See, no, it's not.
I don't know. I feel like we're loving each other right now. We're not beefing. Because, you know, sometimes we're beefing at the end of these games.
I just want to let it be what it be, man. We learned some of the word. We enjoyed ourselves.
Yeah.
I don't want to chance it.
And I'm low-key still agitated from having to hear about them Israelites. And I'm really not ready. So we just going to say that everybody won.
Ooh, yes. Group effort. Yeah. We all got the gold.
Group went Olympic style.
Olympic style wins.
We all on medals for everybody.
Wait a minute, Mike. I'm Steph Curry with the rock, boy. Cause you know I got the strap. Cause you know I got the strap. By the way that we be ballin'. Cause you know I got the strap. Cause you know I got the strap. We ain't playing no games. Cause the grind don't say.
Some say he got the sauce. Yeah. Others say he got the juice. But we just say he got the strap. Yeah. You got the strap, then you the truth. Came up in this thing with my guard up, my grind up, and my faith high. Lately, all my haters been falling off by the wayside. But that's what happens when you don't take no for an answer. I took a shot and I missed it, but I reloaded the cannon. I got the.
So we're giving y'all what's in your headphone vibes right now.
I don't know why Saritha is using her bedroom voice when we are trying to keep it holy.
Because apparently we get real loud and stuff.
Listen, I'm the kind of person who likes to wear my excitement on my sleeve. So when I'm hype, y'all gotta know I'm hype. It's important. Yeah, that took a lot out of me. I haven't had coffee, so I'm gonna just bring it back down.
Because I shouldn't have given you all the side eye. I'm like, okay, that's cool.
Yeah,
all
right. No, I can't. I'm done.
You want to talk about your headphones or?
Yeah, sure. So. Okay, guys. So. This is What's in Your Headphones, where we tell you what we are listening to and why we are loving it. What is in my headphones this week is Petty by Ruslan.
I want to show them to everyone who's not looking so they can avoid the shook and surprise of the coming omen. I've only been warming up. This is not my final form. Wait till I start showing up. Entering the final four. Don't care about brackets though. Triple threat is back my foe. The runner up is done enough. The number one is masterful. Blasphemy is last to me. Simply how it has to be. To lay down a foundation for everyone coming after me. Nothing in life is handed. Not a reason to panic. We don't have to remain a victim. Even though we've all been damaged. I don't have to become what I was yesterday. I'm a brand new canvas. I really wanna be petty and write a battle rap about a battle rapper. Come on. My crew told me not to do that.
As if the title is not captivating enough, it just speaks to a lot of things that I love. which is surprisingly not pettiness, but the beat starts off one way and then goes to a totally different place. So I'm always a fan of the change up. And that was really unexpected to me, and I really like that. Also, Ruslan is a really insane lyricist. I have talked about his lyricism before. Episode 2, I told you about what he did at a show once that possibly changed my whole entire life. And so just to hear him, the way that he rapped on this song, it just pleased me so much that I had a different song selected. I listened to this song and I was like, and switch. So yes, check it out wherever you stream or purchase music. Petty, Ruslan, Saritha.
Yes. Oh, his new album is coming out called Americana.
Yeah.
Y'all wanna check that out.
Watch the gram.
For sure. My song in my headphones is Drowning by Derek Minor featuring B Rose.
I can feel the tide is rushing in, but I'm incapable to break the waves. Like all of me is tied to an anchor, and I can't let go. This must be the way it feels.
And I love the song is actually the whole album has different sounds for every song, which I appreciate because that means that you're trying to be innovative and different and kind of getting outside of the whole typical hip hop box, which we always appreciate because innovation is always interesting.
Yeah.
This song has that slow, dreamy beat. It's talking about how you're drowning in God's presence. You could be alternately drowning in your own issues, but somebody's reaching out to save you. I love that you can kind of read in between the lyrics, that it kind of gives you room to vibe. So, and it's a very different look for Derek Minor, who usually about all that hypeness. Usually it's him and Cannon giving you all that hood ratchetness. And so you get something a little bit different. So check out this song as well as the rest of the music from his EP 1014, which also is a reflection of when his album is coming out, October 14th.
Oh, easy to remember for you.
All day.
This must be the way it feels, it feels the way this.
we belong together, and you know that I'm right.
We about to go.
No.
But before we do, we just want to give some thanks to some very special people.
Yes.
First, we would like to thank Courtney Pledger, CP and a half, Curls on Fleek, Cookies Not on Fleek. She threw her hands up like, bruh.
We really do love her. We just give her a hard time because she's like our little sister.
Yes. We would also like to thank Abiding in the Vine for just giving us that knowledge, that entertainment, and also for writing that really dope blog piece about what to expect the PIA tour. Check that out on our website, guys, because it lets you know what to expect and look out for on the PIA tour, and that lets you know why you should buy tickets. So if you're not sure if it's for you, check that piece out on our website.
Exactly. And while you're there, next week we're going to have a new blog piece by our very own Simone.
Oh my gosh.
Mona Lisa coming through with some words of encouragement to the people. So get ready for that. She's excited underneath it all, I'm sure. Right?
Yeah, I am terrified, but I'm excited.
It's really good, guys. I enjoyed reading it, so I'm sure you guys will as well. Also, thank you, Simone, for breaking it down with the outline. We really appreciate it. Myself and Courtney, we just failed this last time. But
I was off work for a couple of days, guys. I was off work for a couple of days, so I was able to get that done.
Yay
for PTO.
So you guys, don't forget about the awesomeness that is our website. We got playlists, we got bios, we got all of the podcasts. We got video. What?
We got prayers.
What? Prayer Corner. We have ways for you to contact us. We got that collective blog. You know you want to get in it. So check out www.cleanairshow.com for all those goodies and more coming up.
Absolutely. So, guys, have a good
whatever week, day it is.
Night, day, whatever time of day it is. Have a good time. Bye.
Have a good time.
Just time. It just covers everything. Just a good lifetime situation thing. I belong to you.
No.